Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, girls?
Corby!
Hello!
What's up?
Oh, look at your little cute windscreen you have. A little green windscreen.
Yeah. I'm going to the motherland next week.
Yeah, you got to stay healthy.
Prepare myself.
You got to stay healthy.
Yeah, Ireland.
Yeah.
Donovan.
Where's from? Right. Duh.
Irish.
Donovan.
Actually, Lewis, I believe, is Irish.
See? Both.
Man.
Top
bringing
of the
your
morning.
Golf clubs?
No.
You're not?
But I am playing.
You got this.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to rent clubs?
Yeah.
Man, interesting.
I mean, that's the way to go. You don't want to take your clubs
to Europe. I don't
want to
lug them. Right.
Europa?
If you were going for like 2 weeks on a golf trip, specifically
then I'm
for golf,
bringing them,
then
yes.
You can take your clubs. But if you're going, you know what? I'll go as far to say.
Uh-oh.
Here's a tip.
Yes.
A pre-birdhouse
here's
tip.
Corby with, look, here's right? A tip.
Here's the deal. If you're going on a trip that is 3 to 10 days and you have one golf round planned, don't take your clubs. Ever.
I agree with that.
That makes sense.
Yes, it's just a waste.
Inconvenience.
Right, totally.
Sure.
And it, you know, if you want to pay, pay the $80 to rent clubs or whatever it is, who cares? Okay. So.
And that was, here's a tip from Corby.
Here's just the
way
tip.
Way to go, Snake.
Okay, so someone was listening earlier and they want to know to you, Donovan,
mm-hmm.
At what point did you realize that Arsenio Hall was not funny?
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Comedy Jeez. Is subjective.
Huh?
That's if- true.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Hey, he was great in Coming to America.
He was.
Yeah.
He was really good in Harlem Nights also. The little part he had
mm-hmm.
when he told the old boy to stop shooting that little bitty S because
yeah.
they had machine guns and he had the one. His show was great.
How long did it last?
5 years. The first go around. And then he tried it again about, let's say, 15 years after the fact.
Yeah.
And it was really bad.
Yeah.
And it lasted 1 year.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Okay, this guy was listening a couple of weeks ago when we had the fictional world. What fictional world could we thrive in
mm-hmm.
or live in? And I believe it was Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, and Game of Thrones.
Ah, yes.
And,
I was willing to go to Wakanda.
That doesn't count.
What? How does that not count?
Because it's not in there.
You're telling me Game of Thrones and then I can't go to Wakanda?
Well, the point of it is it's tough living places. Wakanda's like kick ass and everybody's...
And that's where I want to go!
I know you do, but it's not part of the hypothetical.
It's not even a real place.
I want Sydney Sweeney to be sitting here right next to me, but she's not.
Well, just give me 5 minutes.
Yeah. Alright, so... He
I don't
adds
know what that
one.
Means. I'm he, not going to do anything.
He adds one on top of this. What world could you exist in the best? Sopranos, you're in the gang. Low-level member of the Sopranos, all right?
The Mafia.
Game of Thrones, you are not part of the royal family at all, or any of the royal
I'm
families.
I'm out.
Okay. Breaking Bad, you have to sell meth at a low level. Or a high level. You're moving weight.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of his dumb friends.
What the hell, Joe?
Or this guy just saw Mad Max Furiosa.
Out.
Would you take that in a world of sand, gasoline, violence, and heat?
No.
No, I sell meth.
I do Sopranos. I think they'd be impressed with some of my skill set. And I'd move up quickly.
What skill set? What type of boosting? What fencing? What could you provide to the Sopranos?
I think my non-hesitation at murder would probably fit in quite well in that
yeah,
realm.
He's killed a lot of people.
Non-hesitation of murder.
Right. I mean, if you're in the mob, you have to.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do that.
I'll take Breaking Bad.
See, the thing is, when you're dealing meth...
You could kill who knows.
I'm not doing Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, I'm not either.
I don't think I'd be received very well in that lane.
What if you were a low level member of one of those families, of the, like one of the upper crust families? Yeah. But you're not like a king or queen.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
I don't think I could handle the cold and the mud. That's all it looks like to me every day is cold and mud. And in Mad Max, it's sand and heat.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm out on that.
I mean, Sopranos, Mike? Maybe he's like, hey, we need you at the Bada Bing. All right? And you got to go hang out there for a little bit. Not bad.
I think in the end, you're going to die.
You might.
For sure, but I would rather take the Sopranos. I don't want to be in the world of meth. But I think I could, like Matt says, somehow exist in the Sopranos world for a couple of years before I got mine in the back of the head. Because you're going to die.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys not. Go right ahead.
Silvio lived.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But Donovan just started it. Hey, Bill. The Love Boat, this is according to Matt, the Love Boat creeped me out as a kid, and so did Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island, I'm with him. That kind of creeped me out.
Yeah.
The Love Boat was fine.
That of the little guy, right?
Yeah.
Tattoo playing guy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, tattoo. He says, I think that they were marketing to kids and adults. Are there any TV shows that are crossover adult kids shows these days, or are they all narrow casted to one or the other? I think that back then when we were kids in the 70s, 80s, and maybe even the 90s.
Makes sense.
There was like, everything seemed like a crossover because there were only a handful of channels. And so everybody sat down and watched everything together.
Right. And then as a kid, you know, some of the jokes went over your head.
Oh, yeah.
But you still could enjoy some of those programs. Like even some of the cartoons, they had some.
I used to watch MASH all the time because my dad loved it.
And you would just sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
your kid would never do that. And Chips was Chips was a kid's show, though. I mean, again, I think it was both.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Did you watch Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
And I feel like I think that was a kid's show.
A kid's show?
Dude, I'm telling you, it was marketed to kids. We all were obsessed with that stupid car and
do kids
flying over. Yeah, Daisy Duke and all that. That was not an adult show.
The one show that creeped me out the
most. Adults would watch it. Perv Dads. Yes.
And it's just because of the theme song was Perry Mason. Every time I heard that theme song, I ran.
Are there shows that... Because, like, little kid shows you wouldn't watch now, I don't think, because there's just, they're obviously more for little kids.
I think now the confusion comes because you'll have animated shows that are strictly adult. So, in our minds, every time you think cartoon, it's for kids.
Yeah.
And then you'll have the Adult Swim and all that bull.
Yeah.
Like Family Guy.
Well, now all they want to do is watch videos of stuff. Like, not actual shows. They find somebody on YouTube they're obsessed with.
Yeah.
And they just watch it. That.
Yeah. Or and watch like, hey, them play video games.
Yeah, and I try to sit and watch whatever the heck. Like, isn't this hilarious? I'm like, not really.
Yeah.
It's not marketed for you.
And that's the thing.
Yeah, but it's like not a show, and I don't know what show it would be.
I think the only shows that are marketed for kids and parents these days are, I mean, like, is The Big Bang Theory, something like that? Like, sitcoms.
I still don't feel like that's really marketed towards kids.
Yeah,
because they have a lot of sexual talk and all that stuff on those
shows. The Voice and stuff like that. American Idol.
Now you're getting there.
That's it.
Some of the reality shows.
Yeah, that's not even scripted show. That's crappy
reality. That'd be what it is.
You're really stopping short when you say shows.
What do you mean?
Like it's really close to like a few times and almost said you're saying the S word.
I am?
It's close.
Yeah. We've been
you're leaving off the O's, part.
But you've been stopping short.
You're just saying the first two letters. Right.
Well, I'm gonna try to do better.
Thank you. Good Lord, dude!
I feel like I've been chastised by my father. All right. Do we get better Luka Kyrie when they're playing on the road simply because they drive or they thrive on the poop talking from the away crowd?
I think that helps with Luka. But he's going to do his thing regardless. So, but I do think the us against the world mentality gives him a little bit of fire under his bum.
It seems to.
I don't know about really Kyrie. I think Kyrie is just, you know, you have a bad game, you have a bad game. It's going to happen.
Like you said afterwards, he's like, we're human.
Yeah, it happens. But, yeah, Luka thrives on that.
If all 10 ticket hosts were on one of those popular reality cooking shows, a $1 million prize, who would win and who would get voted off first?
I would get off first.
I used to cook a lot before kids came.
Voted off first.
Whoa.
But I don't ever cook anymore. Ever.
I think Sean Bass would win.
Yeah, I feel like Craig.
And I think Minor will be voted out first.
Really?
Because he tried to make a gourmet bowl of Lucky Charms.
There's no way Mino knows how to cook.
That's what I'm saying.
There's not a chance.
He'd be voted out first.
All right, so I've got a little something.
Well, you'll be voted out second.
Look at me. My eggs are legit.
Okay, and that counts.
Right.
Breakfast counts.
Yes, okay. It does. So now, I'd say Sean, I don't know about Moose.
Craig.
Stay nourished.
Craig talks a big game, but I think all he makes is like pasta-based things. Spaghetti and things.
I can do that.
I know. Anyone can do that. Tacos.
Right. I mean, how hard is that?
I can make.
I can brown some meat in the skillet.
Well, why don't you do it?
Because I don't have to. I don't know.
Just because you don't move your lips on radio, the full word still comes through.
Except when you say show.
Oh, yeah. Except for there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's.
Making it sound so simple.
Someone else does. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Who was the biggest badass in movies for you guys when you were growing up? This guy says his was Clint Eastwood. And he says he's just seeing that he's filming his last movie as a director. And Clint is 92.
Yeah.
And photos are starting to emanate of him. And he's now almost unrecognizable. It's weird.
Yeah.
You do reach a certain age.
Very old, of course.
Where you just don't look. Right. Anything like you used to.
If you see a picture of Gene Hackman today, you'd have no clue that was Gene Hackman, because I think he's 92 as well.
Yeah.
Man, I was going to say Arnold, but I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of the movies he was in when I was younger, but I just knew he was a badass, because you'd see little clips of him or whatever, because I was not allowed to, of course, watch the Terminator.
Like Arnold and Stallone, like the muscle guy thing became a thing. And I never counted that as badass.
Me either.
He killed the Predator.
Because when you're talking about badass to me, I think like Denzel.
Yeah.
Like he's just a badass when it came to the ladies. He can still kick some ass.
Muscle guys never impressed me very much.
Right.
But they were the badasses when we were growing up. There's no doubt about it.
You know, like Chuck Norris is probably up there. Ooh. And Jean-Claude Van Damme, when he came around, I mean, he was kind of muscly, but not on the level of a Schwarzenegger or a Stallone, and man, he could. Steven Seagal, as weird as that guy is, was like a normal looking dude,
right?
That could stab you in the throat with whatever,
1,000 different ways. Did you ever watch any of those movies, Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Not really.
Like Above the Law,
no.
Under Siege.
I watched a lot of those.
What was the one where he hooked up with hot Kelly LeBrock?
Under Siege. No. They got married, but like,
he was in a coma and then he woke up, remember, and he hooked up with her because she was his physical therapist or something.
And like he remembered the guy going and he was running for office and the guy's tagline was, and you can take that to the bank. And they kept replaying it in his head and stuff.
Who's the taken guy?
Liam Neeson.
Oh yeah,
he's
Liam Neeson.
He's a badass.
Yeah. Dude, you may not be a fan of Matt Damon, but the Bourne movies are badass. Movies, he's a badass.
Tom Cruise is pretty badass, too.
Yeah,
John Wick, man. Keanu Reeves is John Wick.
Okay, Matrix.
I will say that character, though, has gotten way more popular in recent years because Denzel basically is that guy in The Equalizer. And I don't know if you've seen, I think it's called Nobody with Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, I saw
who
it.
Who plays you talk about a badass.
And you don't really know his past or anything. Yeah.
Wesley Snipes was a badass also.
Yeah.
In movies.
Demolition Man.
What happened
to him? He fought Stallone.
I don't know.
Seriously, what happened to Wesley Snipes? Like his trajectory was straight up and then gone.
Didn't he do something weird and he got in trouble? Like taxes? Tax evasion or something?
Yeah, I feel like it's taxes.
Did he go to prison?
Dude, I don't know.
Think about how many bad things, like whoa, people get in trouble for now. Tax evasion? Who cares?
He was badass in Blade.
I didn't pay taxes in 30 years. Damn. Can we say that on the air?
No, we dumped it. All right, Corby, thank you. Thank you, P1s. We truly appreciate it. That's the Birdhouse for the week. Coming up next, it is lunchtime with The Invasion.